three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Monday edition, and what an edition it is, of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and we cannot wait to get training camp 2024 kicked off. I'm Jesse Nelson in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison, working on getting connected with Jason Wilde in his office at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, which is also where the Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher is from the Tundra Trio. We see a big fella on the screen right now on our video stream.
Tausch, am I on TV?
You're on TV, hey. All alone, like you're Mr. Rogers on the couch at the Tundra Trio. Good morning.
Yeah.
How's Green Bay treating
Good
you this morning?
We're sitting here. It's a beautiful sun-splashed Monday morning, and a lot of activity already. I know the AmFam Dream Drive is going to be getting opened, and the scissors cutting, and the ribbon cutting, or scissors cutting, the ribbon cutting with the scissors, and it's, I think, you always look at how summer goes, and then when football starts, this is kind of the, all right, now we're going to get going, and I think for us, you know, we have all these storylines in the offseason, and a lot of them, Kenny Clark signs last night. Is Jordan Love going to sign today? There's so much intrigue off the field yet before these guys take the field for the first time. So they're all here, go through their conditioning tests, and now for the players, it's kind of that first day of school vibe, and there's a ton of people here already. A parking lot is jammed at Lambeau, and everybody's excited about what this team can do.
I think we have Jason now from his office in Green Bay. Jason, good morning. Happy training camp opening day.
It is definitely a first day of school vibe. It's exciting. And I don't know if I've been wrong a lot in my career. There's no denying that. Tausch should be the first to point that out. But I'm not sure I've ever been happier about being wrong than when Kenny Clark got his deal done yesterday. I don't know about you guys, but when we finished our conversation with him on Thursday, I thought that this was going to be his final year in Green Bay, and we were going to be seeing him leave like many veteran players seem to be in this youth movement. And instead, he gets a three-year extension under contract through 2027. And I think Kenny's excited. We look forward to talking to him later today. And as Tausch said, the real question now becomes, is Jordan Love right now at 9 a.m. Already having signed a contract up in the Lombardi boardroom, and they're just waiting to post the photo of him with his pen and a big smile? Or is the deal not yet done, and practice will start at 10:30, and we'll wait to see whether he's participating or not? That's, to me, the intrigue of day one of training camp 2024. Tausch, you're sticking with your prediction that this will be done before he hits the field at Ray Nitschke Field at 10:30?
I do. I still think it makes too much sense. Now, the Kenny Clark component, and I had a couple people on Twitter or X getting after me when I looked at it this morning. I said, you know what, Kenny Clark, the Packers are going to be very, very tight giving out third contracts. What I'm going to be interested in is I also said, in fairness, because we were both wrong on Kenny Clark's contract. I think we both kind of got that vibe from him. I ain't playing poker with Kenny Clark. I'm going to tell you that right now. First off, he's got way too much money, and he'd be able to bully me. But the other part is I didn't get the sense that there was a ton heading in that direction when he discussed it with us. But
agreed.
I'm curious how much guaranteed money he gets, because Kenny Clark is a really good football player. And if he would have went to free agency, he would have gotten a truckload more than I'm guessing what Green Bay. But it's important to Kenny to be a Green Bay Packer. The Packers value him. And it just goes to show you how good of a player Kenny still is, and that he's not a 31, 32-year-old. He's 20, what is he, 27, 28. That differentiator, I think, makes Brian Gutekunst a heck of a lot more at peace with making a deal like this. So I think it's awesome for Kenny. I think it's great for the defense. And it's always, I think, the locker room always gets a little uplift when good guys that work their tail off get paid. I think that signing is going to go over really well in that locker room.
So the next signing would obviously be Jordan Love. Goody and LaFleur are speaking this morning starting at 9:20. I don't know if there'll be some sort of announcement when they step to the podium. If there isn't, do you have any doubt that Jordan Love will participate in practice whether he has a contract or not?
No, I think he will participate, and my guess is if it's not done, it is razors close to being done. And I think there's probably those, again, this was when he decided to report Wednesday of last week or Tuesday, whatever day the rookies and quarterbacks reported. You kind of, okay, now you know he's going to be practicing. It was going to be a real difficult ask from his team from a leverage standpoint to say, don't show up. That was just not ever going to happen. I think Jordan, he just wants to play football and he wants to be paid the way he's supposed to. And as long as it was trending in that direction, you get the sense he's going to be here. I don't think there's any way, unless there's some injury that would limit him. When the Green Bay Packers roll down there to go in a non-padded practice, I'd be shocked if number 10 isn't wearing a red jersey leading his team.
Well, we will find out together in about...
You'll be surprised if he's not, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if he went down there and did individual drills and then stayed out of team drills if the contract's not done. That's what TJ Watt did in 2021 in Pittsburgh. Again, I have not talked to Jordan. I have certainly not talked to his agent, but he is here. He's doing the parts that if you are his teammate, you obviously are happy about, right? It's not like he doesn't have a contract, new contract, so he's staying away completely, right? Like, I don't know what Brandon Ayuk's plans are, right? I don't know what any other malcontent or unhappy players with their contracts are doing league-wide. But Jordan Love is here. He was here on Wednesday when the quarterbacks and the rookies reported. He was here yesterday. The team photographer, Evan Siegel, took a photo of him. So he is here. Just how much he does at practice, if the deal's not done, could be a moot point.
Yeah.
Because it could get done here,
Jason,
in the next hour and 20 minutes.
The question I have, and he did an interview with Cheesehead TV, Brian Gutekunst did, and he said, he ain't going to get anything done until Jordan Love is done. In essence, is what he said. Kenny Clark just signed a big, fat, new extension. I think there's some correlation with that. I do. So, again, I mean, I think they'd be chomping to announce this. Is there any chance Goody announces this at 9:20?
Yeah, sure. There's definitely a chance of that. You know, again, I think it has been rare but not unprecedented for the quote-unquote insiders to not get something in Green Bay, right? I always use the signing of Julius Peppers as the example. You wake up one morning, and there's a picture of him inside Lambeau Field. But I would say that this has been rare, that no one broke it before it actually happened. And pretty Ricky notwithstanding, you know, I would think that David Mulugeta is one of the agents that Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport talk to frequently or text with frequently. So, again, I wouldn't rule anything out. And I'm certainly, as I've said many times, you know, I don't want today to be the story of the day to be that Jordan Love took part in practice without a new contract and they're not sure when it's going to get done and it's starting to get contentious. That would not be the storyline that you want to be talking about if you're the Packers. That's not the storyline you want to be talking about if you're us. But again, 9:20 is when they will take to the podium. We will see what Goody and LaFleur have to say. Because if he doesn't step to the podium and say, Goody, I have an announcement. I'd like to announce that we have reached an agreement with Jordan Love on a new multi-year contract extension that will keep him here for a long time. If that's not the first thing out of his mouth, Tausch, you know that the next thing is going to be questions about where do things stand with Jordan and all those types of things that will follow. So I hope you're right. I have no indication that you're wrong. I also have no indication that you're right. So we'll find out together in about 7 minutes when Goody and LaFleur each have press conferences in the media auditorium. Beyond that,
yeah,
there's a lot of other reasons for excitement. You've obviously seen outside all the people that are out there. We've got the shareholders meeting later today. You have kind of, I don't want to say clung to the idea that because it's the shareholders meeting, because it's the first day of camp, the synergy of having it all happen together would make a lot of sense. And I've agreed with you all along, you know, there's going to be a lot of people here. There's a huge number of people that maybe wouldn't have made the trek for the shareholders meeting, but now because they can go to practice and then go to the shareholders meeting, it makes it a much more appealing road trip to Green Bay. So
first
we'll
time
see
ever that they've done that. Again, I'll point that out.
First it is indeed. Not the first time that Kenny's gotten a deal done right as training camp is starting. He did it 4 years ago in
now,
2020
Kenny is
as
the
well,
king but of training camp deals. Kenny, kudos to Kenny. Yeah, you're right. He got that, 4 years ago, kind of the same thing, right? He got his deal done before, and now he gets extended before this season starts. So I'm still fascinated, and this I'm sure you're going to ask Goody this question, something about how you different, because it is, we saw it with John Runyon, more difficult to get that second deal now for players. What is it about Kenny Clark? That just shows you how much they respect his approach, not only his play, but what he does in that locker room and everything else. It is going to be really difficult, I think, moving forward for guys to get that third deal. And Kenny got it done.
All right. Goody and LaFleur talking this morning. They're going to be starting in about 5 minutes. Here's how the show's going to operate today. Tausch is at the Tundra Trio now.
I'm glad somebody's going to tell me. That'll be good. That'll be good to hear.
I will join him after Goody and the Fleur are done. I'll make the trek over from the media auditorium to the Tundra Trio. And then the Packers practice at 10:30. So the Packers kick off practice at 10:30. We go until noon. Tausch, wherever we are, even if we're only a few yards apart in the same city, we always, always are ready to talk about Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Oh, indeed. I saw a bunch of beautiful billboards on the way up with the sleek Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But, Jason, you got a dad joke today for us?
Of course I do. I would not come without a dad joke.
Bring it. All right, what do you got?
Why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
Because he had a hole in one.
In case he got a hole in one.
Shade and bake, as we like to say here. But you know what? Great dad joke, but my mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they have a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio. Bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends the 31st of July. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Jesse will take over for me for a little while as I go to Goody and LaFleur's press conferences. I will rejoin the crew after that. Jesse with his Go Pack Go shirt. He's ready for training camp. We'll see what Goody has to say. We'll see if there's an announcement 3 minutes away that Jordan Love has a new contract. We'll find out together next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I remember the nights when we're young, dumb, and wild and free. When I close my eyes, I can see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I remember. Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Willie Tausch, Jesse and Tausch, Jason attending the press conference for Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst starting momentarily. Tausch, you got a lot of traffic going on around you there on the video stream. Where are all your friends hanging out?
A lot of action here at the Trio today. A lot of action. It's good. It's better than just sitting like you put me at that one remote where you just sat me by myself.
What,
like,
are you talking about?
A porch swing. And I'm sitting there with like a glass of lemonade like I'm a 90-year-old dude just kind of wondering what's going on. We got Strophy and Benny and we got Brian. We got everybody just rolling around here.
Fun day up in Green Bay.
Good.
Yeah, there's no doubt. A really electric time kind of day.
Here's what I'm thinking. So I'll be curious with Jason sitting there. So he's got two pressers that he's hitting with LaFleur and Gutekunst. And here's the reason why I've been so bullish on getting this deal done before camp opens. So you only have a certain amount of oxygen that NFL teams take on. And right now you have a ton of interesting young players developing. You have all this positive mojo. Team finished the season strong. Got a young quarterback you love. And I'd be willing to bet you, Brian Gutekunst, if this deal is not done, hopefully we see something on Twitter here that the deal's done. That'd be awesome. But if it's not, every question will be Jordan Love contract adjacent. Everything. So they'll talk Kenny Clark. He'll say how great Kenny is and that they're glad that they got him. But once it gets to, it's going to all be about Jordan Love. I'm fairly certain that's not what Jordan Love is hoping for. Fairly certain that's not what the Green Bay Packers are hoping for, because when you sit and talk team, the last thing you want to do is make it. It's already always about the quarterback. And as long as this thing keeps dragging out, that will be your storyline throughout camp.
Oh, boy. We've got a storyline. Jason's tweeting from the press conference, which he never does. We have
some breaking news.
From Jason Wilde on his Twitter account moments ago, at Jason J. Wilde. No announcement from Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on a new deal with quarterback Jordan Love. No deal yet. Quote, I think so, but you never know. We're working really hard to get that done. It's really important for us. Says he's optimistic. Goody also said Love's agents informed the Packers Saturday night, quote, until we get something done, that he would not practice.
Whoa.
So it does appear, based on what Jason just shared from Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, that Training Camp 2024 will kick off right across the street from where you are, Tausch, at Ray Nitschke Field, and Jordan Love will not participate in today's practice.
Wow. So very obviously, that's fascinating. And I think that's what Jason was advocating for. My question the whole time was, does Jordan Love have that in him to not practice? Because I can assure you, if he decides to not practice, which is what it sounds like, if the deal isn't done, it's really difficult for a young player that is the leader of the group to not go down there. And it just feels like Jordan, that's not how he wants to do it, but this business is brutal, and you have to take advantage of your timing when you can. And for Jordan, his team is sitting there saying, you cannot do this for $11 million when we have potentially $100, $200 million guarantees. Anything that could happen could limit it. And you're here. You're doing all the other stuff. You're not going to get fined. So it's a kind of a showcase to the Packers. You better get this done or I'm not doing anything. And that puts the pressure back on the Green Bay Packers. So, again, I still think that this gets done. I bet Russ and everybody is just grinding. Don't want a storm cloud hanging over what is a glorious, beautiful day here at Lambeau. You don't want that. So it's very interesting that that's what Jason tweeted out.
844-770-3776. Share your responses on the ESPN Wisconsin text line. We're going to do the text portion of the talk and text line because I'm co-hosting the show with Todd. I can't really answer the phones and do the show at the same time. So text us, 844-770-3776.
You can't really do that anyways.
Thanks a lot, Tausch. Really appreciate that.
Again,
moments ago, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst sharing that Jordan Love's agents informed the Packers Saturday night, until we got something done, that he would not practice. No deal is done. 1 hour from kickoff of Training Camp 2024, Jordan Love not practicing, according to Brian Gutekunst, this morning up in Green Bay. Wow. Big news from Titletown here on opening day of Packers Training Camp 2024.
Yeah, and that is not the news that all of us were hoping for. Again, I caution everybody, it's not Panic City mode. This isn't a case where, you know, this is all part of the deal. There still have not been a practice. But make no mistake about it, if this happens today and there's a practice down at Ray Nitschke or Clark Hinkle and Jordan Love is just standing there, that storyline will continue to build. And then you look at it from Green Bay's standpoint, how long do you want this to drag out? Because you know Jordan doesn't want to do this. He does not want this to drag out on his end. He's looking at it from, let's get this done. I want to go to work. We got a great team. The Packers are also looking at it that way, but the business is the business. And the Green Bay is going to stick to what their parameters are. They'll maybe bend a little bit here and there, but they are going to do what they do. And then it comes down to how much fortitude does Jordan Love have to not practice until that deal gets done? Is it going to be a week and then things can start getting contentious? So not today. Obviously, that's big news. And for all of us that were thinking this is going to get done, I still think there's a good chance that it does. But these things do take time. You just wonder what the heck you had really since May. To get this done, you know the parameters of what all these other quarterbacks are getting, and you want to get it done. But deadlines spur action, and this deadline is coming up quick. And if it doesn't happen today, then you start wondering, well, what is the next deadline? Is it tomorrow because it's another day he's not practicing? Is it Wednesday? It's another day. That's the rhythm of what you don't want to get into as someone from the Green Bay Packers front office.
All right, so the texts are starting to roll in at 844-770-3776. Again, the big news, Jordan
you
Love.
You nervous, Jesse, as a fan? Are you nervous when you hear
it's
that?
It's not what I expected to hear today, I'll say that. But then I see a text like this from Jeff in Minnesota, and I'm not as worried. Jeff in Minnesota, I agree with Love's camp. No point in taking any risk. It's in the best interest of everyone to get the deal done. So if this is a day or two and Jordan Love's sitting out and he's just going through like the workout portion and not practicing official, like that's fine. If this goes a day or two, that whatever. He's back. We're getting the work done on figuring this thing out. All that. I'm not too concerned there. If this gets past a week, if this gets to the first preseason game, if it gets past family night, then I'm starting to feel like, okay, what is the holdup here? Like, is this really a negotiation that's not going anywhere, or like, is there some consternation? Because I'm guessing Jordan Love wants the deal done. I'm guessing the Packers want the deal done. So if nobody's getting the deal done, then there's got to be some question as to, okay, what's the breakdown in communication here if everybody has the same goal in mind?
Money. The breakdown is how much guaranteed money, and I mean, that's what this is. So you could sit there, everybody wants the same thing, but they want it at their price. And that's the business of the NFL, the big business of the NFL. And I have to admit, I did not think that Jordan, again, until he's not practicing, I'll believe it when I see it. Obviously, Goody's not going to say that if that's not the communication that they had. But it takes a lot of conviction from your quarterback and from his team to say, don't. I guarantee you, Jordan's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And his team's like, you have to. Trust us. We're protecting you for yourself, because Jordan Love would go down there and practice in a heartbeat. You can just tell that's how he's wired. But his team is just probably saying, this is what we need to do to get this deal done to the liking of what we need in order to feel good about signing a 5-year extension or whatever it's going to look like. So I agree with Jeff. I don't think there's any need. Again, I'm not panicking. I don't think anybody should. But make no mistake about it, this is something that I think a lot of us are surprised about, because you'd think you're under contract. It's your first year. You only have 1 year as a starter. But he is putting his business at the forefront, which is what every player should do.
All right, Brian Gutekunst at the podium right now in Green Bay. The podium in Green Bay. Easy for me to say. I'm a little rattled by what's going on here.
The podium.
Goody at the podium in Green Bay. Jason Wilde attending the press conference. He'll be hosting the show a little bit later, sharing observations of Packers practice. But here is what Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said moments ago on the status of a contract extension negotiation with Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
No, that's a good question, Rob. So, yeah, so I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done, that he would not practice again. So unless something gets done here before, practice starts here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. But, again, I think this is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there. It's important for him to be out there. Obviously, you guys know how important practice is and, working with his teammates. So. But as of now, until we get that resolved, he will not be practicing. He'll be taking part in, he reported last week, he's taking part in everything else.
Tausch, any difference in opinion from what you've already said after now hearing how Goody answered that question?
No, it's business. And Goody, I think, just kind of putting it out there. It's important to be out there. So then his camp can come back and say, we agree. It is important. Let's get this done. Here's what it's going to take. And the Packers, so that's the give and take. And who ends up kind of giving and who gives more, that's going to be the question. But I think this is, as a player, your only leverage when you're under contract is to withhold services. Not practicing, not playing in games until that deal gets done. It's not ideal. Because I think Goody, you get all that momentum built up from last year. You have a great off season. You got everybody here. The attendance is great. Everything's fired up, the excitement level. And until something gets done, this is going to be what we're talking about. This is going to be what Packer fans have on their mind. It's not going to be the receivers' development. This is it until that gets done. And that, I think, is helping Jordan Love, because the last thing you want to do is sitting here and having this conversation over and over. Well, what's this? Oh, his agent said this. So it is what it is at this point. I think Jordan, I give him, you know, from a business standpoint, I think it's the right smart move. I just did not think he was in that position to do it. Kudos to him if that is indeed how he plays this out and he ends up getting the deal he wants because he utilizes this. That's what the NFL business side, you have to be willing to do some things that even make you uncomfortable in order to get your worth. And that's what Jordan seems to be, that's what Jordan and his team seem to be looking at.
844-770-3776 is your way into the show. The ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line will review more of your text with your reactions to this big development of the morning. Brian Gutekunst at the podium in Green Bay moments ago says Jordan Love will not practice here today on the opening day of Packers training camp 2024. Love's agents informing Goody Saturday night that the quarterback will not practice until a new deal gets done. Training camp 2024 off to a very interesting start in Green Bay. More of your responses, more from Goody coming up next. But first, Tausch, tell us about Fortrea and everything they've got going on.
Well, if the Packers need to come up with a little extra cash, a lot of studies from Fortrea that can help bring that cash in. FortreaClinicalTrials.com, bunch of different studies ranging in times and telephone calls and days and in pay. This study, healthy adults age 18 to 65, body mass index 18 to 34. Study is one overnight stay, 10 follow-ups and 3 phone calls. You can be compensated $6,805 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, another $400 per qualified referral. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Your response is coming up next. The big news of the morning, Jordan Love not practicing today at Packers training camp until a new deal gets done. We'll react to it as we continue next on the opening day of Packers training camp 2024. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Breaking news on ESPN Madison is presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or visit MetroKiaOfMadison.com.
No, that's a good question, Rob. So I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us, and until we get something done, that he would not practice again. So unless something gets done here before, practice starts here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. But again, I think this is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there. It's important for him to be out there. Obviously, you guys know how important practice is and, working with his teammates. So. But as of now, until we get that resolved, he will not be practicing. He'll be taking part in, he reported last week, he's taking part in everything else.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst moments ago in Green Bay, the big news of the morning. Jordan Love not practicing today, and his agents informed Brian Gutekunst on Saturday night that he will not practice until a deal gets done for a potential contract extension. Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch for the time being. Jason attending that press conference with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. Matt LaFleur also set to speak with the media in just a few minutes. Jason will rejoin us in the 10 o'clock hour. And then, of course, as training camp practice gets started without Jordan Love participating, we'll hear from Jason throughout the remainder of the show hosting per usual. The texts are rolling in, Tausch, for us to react to. 844-770-3776. Here's one from Austin in Salt Lake City, and he's coming after your plan for no Frosh play till Thanksgiving Day. Tausch, does the contract situation with Love make you second-guess the Tauscher plan of sitting a young quarterback? That's from Austin in Salt Lake City. How do you answer that?
Why would this have anything to do with that? Listen, I love Salt Lake City, Utah. Second favorite state for me. But I don't fully understand what one has to do with the other. Like, it's ideal if you can have a quarterback play at an incredibly high level with a really good team on a rookie deal in his first year. But you know what's really ideal? Not ruining a quarterback and getting him to the point where you're going to have to pay him $60 million because you believe he's going to lead you to championships. And the best way to do that is the Packer way on how they've done it. So I don't get the correlation. If you can explain it to me like I'm five and get me to start thinking in that direction, maybe. But this plan works, and developing a quarterback takes time. And when you just throw somebody out to the wolves and they're not ready and your confidence gets shot, your career spirals for most players. Jordan Love was not ready in 2020. He was not ready in 2021. Whether or not he was ready in 2022, I don't know. I certainly would think he would have been better suited in 2022 than he would have in 2020. But what I do know is he was much better suited last year to play the way he did, to grow, and to become the football player that he has, is because he was able to learn. It was because he was able to not maybe have to deal with all of the stuff that comes with being a rookie quarterback. So, no, the Tausch, no play till Thanksgiving Day, rookie quarterback, I couldn't be more steadfast that that's still the right way to go, if you can do it.
Couple more texts rolling in, and I'm seeing this sentiment coming through on the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line, Tausch. This from Ian in East Troy. If Jordan ends up holding in, will he leave a sour taste on fans' mouths after all we've endured with the Rodgers drama? Another text moments ago from the 608. I think this will hurt Love's likability among the fans. We kind of thought he was different. Same crap, just not Rodgers. Oh, boy.
Here's the deal. I understand. Guys, we haven't even had a practice yet. There's been zero practices. So do you want your players out there practicing? Absolutely you do. But you have to look at this holistically. And fans have always had the mindset of the team does everything right. Well, we know that's not true. Players have to look out for themselves. And I know that can be selfish. And, well, don't sign the contract. I get all of that. But the idea of Jordan Love not being likable because he misses a couple practices because he's trying to secure the bag, anyone that looks at this realistically would do the same thing. So I know you can't compare football as a job to other jobs. I'm coming around on that thesis. But what I'm also thinking is fans have short memories. And you know what? If Jordan Love is signed and he's out there practicing on family night scrimmage at Lambeau Field, you really think people are going to boo him or be mad at him because he held in to get paid? Like, come on now. Now, will they boo him if he goes down to Sao Paulo and stinks? Yeah. Then he comes back against Indianapolis, doesn't play well, and then fans are like, well, if he went to miss camp, that would happen. But the other concept of this, no. I couldn't disagree. And I usually agree with Ian a bunch. Couldn't disagree more.
RJ in Atlanta on the other side. I don't blame Jordan Love. He waited 3 years, took less money on the one-year deal. Quarterback is a desired position. Over 20 teams would take Love over their current quarterbacks. He has the leverage. RJ in Atlanta.
Well, it's not even about it's not really even about leverage. I mean, it is about doing what you need to do to get the deal done. This deal is going to get done. Timing-wise, I'm still not convinced they ain't going to get done today. Now, the Goody comments and the Jordan Love not practicing is very newsworthy and very interesting. But at this point, it's okay. It's becoming more of a nuisance. You know, it's a big old mosquito bite, and you're kind of like, I don't know if I need to. You just don't want to get where you're like just peeling at your skin. That's what happens every day if this continues and continues and continues. So right now it's, okay, let's work through this. Let's figure it out. And that's what you hope ends up happening. But it definitely took a little bit of a twist that I think Packer fans – that were a little bit nervous before are probably a lot more nervous now. And for most of us that weren't super nervous about it, we're not that much, but there's definitely a little tinge as far as, all right, this isn't trending the way we want it to.
The alarms are going off in Green Bay with the news of the morning. Did you hear that car alarm behind you somewhere out there?
That was good. No, I heard it. That was really good, Jesse. Like one of your best transitions ever.
Jordan Love not practicing in Green Bay today. That's the big news of the morning. 844-770-3776 is where you can continue to share your reactions to the news. The ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line, 844-770-3776. Jordan Love not practicing today. Brian Gutekunst sharing that information with the media about 25 minutes ago in his press conference before the start of the first practice of the 2024 Green Bay Packers training camp and ultimately the 2024 season. We'll continue to review some responses to the big news of the morning. We'll reconnect with Jason Wilde here pretty soon as he attends the press conferences for both general manager Brian Gutekunst and coming up head coach Matt LaFleur. We'll hear his thoughts on the big news of the day as well. Tausch, it may be early, but might be time for Packers fans to start popping a Coors Light after hearing this news this morning.
Yeah, I had a couple Coors Lights this weekend after some really good baseball. Great tailgating scene here at Lambeau, and you know what goes great at a tailgate? Blue Mountain Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. That's why it's always in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, and this Jordan Love contract information is just, it's befuddling. Crack open a Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Jason's at not practice just yet. He is at the podium with Matt LaFleur after Brian Gutekunst had just spoke moments ago in his press conference. The big news of the day, Jordan Love not practicing in Green Bay. We will review it coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
In Green Bay this morning, Jordan Love not practicing until a new deal gets done. His agents informing Packers GM Brian Gutekunst of that on Saturday night. Goody confirming it, speaking with the media about 30 minutes ago. Training camp practice kicks off at 10:30 across the street from where Tausch is located right now at the Tundra Trio House. It's just outside of Lambeau Field. Jason Wilde at those press conferences. He will be rejoining us in the 10 o'clock hour hosting the show from practice as well. It's Wilde and Tausch. I'm Jesse Delson in the Everlight Solar Studio, and the reaction continues to pour in, Tausch, on the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line, also on the YouTube comments for our live streams at ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube channels. A couple more responses here to get to, Tausch. Here's from Dancin' Danny in Milwaukee. Love not practicing? I'm all in favor of Love holding the Packers' feet to the fire. Right now, he has max leverage, but the longer the holdout goes, the less Love develops, which hurts his career. Bad advice from his agent, in my opinion. Would you agree with that from Dancin' Danny, Tausch?
No, I wouldn't. He has put in all kinds of work. You think Jordan's going to stop developing? Like, obviously, it'd be better for him to be out there playing, but is Dancin' Danny, what's Dancin' Danny going to say if he goes out there and he busts his hand up or something happens? It's a business. We all just want to think this is just guys loving playing, having fun doing it. He's doing what's best for his bottom line. And sometimes players have to be selfish. This is one of those scenarios because once he's signed and playing, it is an unselfish, I got to lead, I got to do this. But the development side of this, like, come on, man. He hasn't even missed a practice yet. If he misses, it'll be his first one he's going to miss, okay? Now, if it gets to be mid-August and we're having these conversations, all right, I'll get on board with Dancin' Danny a little bit more. But I'm not doing that today. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole today as far as he's not going to be able to develop. He just put in a full off season's work. He just developed big time last season. And the fact that he might miss a couple of non-padded practices to get your training camp started is not something that I'm going to flip a lid about.
More texts rolling in on the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line, 844-770-3776. Mike and Madison, either Green Bay has their purse strings tied tight or Jordan is asking for the ridiculous. But someone in the negotiating room is being a blank hole. Mike and Madison, you think someone's being a blank hole, old T?
Mike, that's... Well, it depends who you're asking. Like, I mean, Jordan wants what he wants. The Packers want what they want. That's business. Now, how do you come together to make it work so both sides are happy? Both sides maybe don't get everything. It's going to be – you're going to bloody each other a little bit. And if you're not doing that, you're losing. So I think from Jordan's perspective, again, man, I don't think there's anyone – I'm guessing when Jason comes back to join us, because he was on the – he shouldn't suit up. He shouldn't do this. And I think Jordan's team persuaded him to not do that so that they will eventually get the deal that he otherwise wouldn't maybe get if he is out there practicing, because you want to assert any type of leverage that you could, it's going to be withholding your services. So I think it's probably very difficult. I'm sure Jordan and his team had a long talk about how they're going to handle this. And since the deal is at this point not done yet, you have to go to this move in order to try to get it done. So, yeah, it's not all seashells and sunshine. There's other stuff that happens, and this is the non-seashelly side of football.
Brian Gutekunst did answer some other things at the podium while he was speaking with the media. Jason sharing a few other notes. Asked why wide receiver, and this we haven't even touched on yet, Tausch, Jaden Reed is starting training camp on the non-football injury list. Goody replied, this is a quote from Jason on Twitter, "Yeah, he just tweaked something during his youth camp. I don't know if an 8-year-old beat him on a route or something. No concerns for the Packers that their leading receiver will be ready soon." That's Jason sharing that quote from Goody at the podium moments ago.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of that. Tyreek Hill, it seems like he gets beat by these kids, and I'm guessing it's part of promoting your camp. I don't think Tyreek Hill's going to get beat by an 8-year-old. Maybe. But that's always, you know, guys like doing that, giving back to their hometowns or the communities that they live in, doing these youth football camps. I think they try to have as much fun with it, but you always have to be a little bit dialing it back, because especially at this time of the year, you want to be out there. You want to be ready to go right from the jump, because you're only going to feel worse as training camp and games go. And when you come in dinged up, it's not ideal.
Matt LaFleur at the podium. Jordan Love holding in, I guess is how we're going to be describing this, with him being in Green Bay. And he's not holding out. He's not sitting out of everything entirely, but he is not practicing today. That's the big news of the morning. Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt will split first team reps 50-50, according to head coach Matt LaFleur at the podium moments ago. That's where we're at to start training camp 2024 up in Green Bay. More reactions continuing next here as we continue on Wildy and Tausch. Again, Jason is at these press conferences at Lambeau Field. He'll be rejoining Tausch at the Tundra Trio just outside of Lambeau Field across the street from practice coming up in a few minutes. I don't think Jason's going to make a quick pit stop at Quick Trip on his way from the stadium to visit you, Tausch, but if he were, I see you've got your Karuba coffee right there in hand. Maybe he'd bring some Glazers or Dunkers for you. Yeah, I know he's got a lot of fun things that he does when he stops a Quick Trip, just like you.
Yeah, well, I made the pit stop on my drive. I got me a coffee, and then I get here, and the team has Glazers and Dunkers, as you mentioned, sitting on the counter. You know what? It's summer, and there is nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip while I'm on the road and getting an ice cold, refreshing drink, like an ice cold Coke. And this summer just got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. You can enter into the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners get $25,000 apiece. Each one final week winner gets $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. Can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details.
We have never had a full scene acted out behind you during a live read, but that's what just took place.
Yeah,
our friends Alex.
I felt what they were doing, but I was trying to finish the read, and a lot of heavy breathing as they're wolfing down Glazers back there.
What's that jersey that Brust is wearing? We might have to have him hop on with you in here in a minute and explain what he's got going on. I'll see if we can do that as we continue to react to the big news of the morning as well.
I'm sure he's up to something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, Benny is always up to something, isn't he?
Matt LaFleur at the podium right now. Jordan Love up to something. He's not practicing this morning. That's the big news of the 9 o'clock hour. It rolls into the 10 o'clock hour. Training camp 2024 underway. More reactions continue next. In 2 minutes, it's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.